You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, a visit with legendary writer E.Y. Yip Harburg, who is known as Broadway's social conscience. Harburg is best known for Brother Can You Spare a Dime and his masterwork, Over the Rainbow. This program was originally broadcast in 1983.
This is Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater, past, present, and future. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. Today, the lyrics of Broadway's master of whimsy, the late E.Y. Yip Harburg. We'll hear songs he wrote for Finian's Rainbow, Bloomer Girl, Jamaica, and The Wizard of Oz. And we'll hear E.Y. Harburg himself talking about his 50-year career as a lyricist.
Napoleon's a pastry. Bismarck is a herring. Alexander, a creme de coco mixed with rum. And Hoover is a vacuum.
The springtime cometh, hummingbird hummeth, little brook rusheth, merry maiden blusheth, iceman goeth, for thy beauty bloweth spring to me.
Ever take a shine to that moon?
A virgin is a scourge.
She's never had her splurge.
The trouble with a virgin is she's always on the verge.
Even the rabbits inhibit their habits on Sunday in Cicero Falls.
Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane.
Yip Harburg's lyrics are famous for their distinctive wit and wordplay.
I think I have a penchant for playing with words and redirecting them.
You enjoy it,
especially if I have characters that are appropriate for that kind. For example, when I'm dealing with fairyland people, pixies like leprechauns and people in Oz, then I have a right to do that, you see. After all, what is lyric writing? Lyric writing is word game, isn't it? And
how did those occur to you? I can't imagine. They're so
wonderful.
I don't know.
I just think language is the most playful thing there is. And if you can't play with language, if you're a lyric writer.
It does. Something sweet, something sort of grandish sweeps my soul. When thou art near, my heart feels so sugar candish. My head feels so ginger beer. Something so dairish. So I don't care-ish, stirs me from limb to limb. It's so terrific, magnificent, delish, to have such an amorish, glamorish a dish. We could be, oh, so bright and groomish, skies could be so bluish blue, life could be so loving bloomish if my wishes could come true.
James Joyce did in a serious way, almost he got a world reputation, didn't he, for taking words, mixing them up, putting them together, and whether you know it or not, you have an identification with these words in a much more imaginative and exciting way than you do with real words. Now take, for example, Glacamora. How are things in Glacamora? Why is that so interesting to people, Glacamora? If I said Cleveland, you wouldn't care about what's going there, would you? But Glacamora, whether you know it or not, I combine glick, glucka, which is luck, with mora, which is tomorrow, Morgan. So there's a subliminal identification with lucky tomorrow.
How are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? Along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling tourlay. How are things in Glacamora this far?
We live in a world that should be full of pixified fun, you know, flowers, buds, and we make such heavy, pompous materials to live by and with. And I think psychologically, it's my way of laughing at people who are serious and pompous and not seeing the playfulness of life. That's and it. Doing it through language. It's taking life and keeping it on a childish level and kind of laughing at all the grown-ups who think that it's a serious proposition and that they got to work at it, not only with heavy machinery, but with guns and with bombs and kill each other for it, when it should be playful and lighthearted.
Ever since the apple in the garden with Eve, man always fooling with things that cause him to grieve. He fooled with the woman, the woman had blood, and he almost washed out by the 40-day flood. But not since the doom day in old Babylon did he fool with anything so diabolical as the cyclotron. So if you wish to avoid the most uncomfortable trip to paradise, you will be scientific and take my advice. Leave the atom alone. Leave the atom alone. Don't get smart, Alexi, with the galaxy. Leave atom alone. If you want to keep riding in Cadillac car, if you don't want to surely go to heaven prematurely on a shooting star, if it pleasure your heart to keep smoking that big fat cigar, let me drive the point home. Leave the atom alone.
When he spoke to an audience at the 92nd Street Y in New York, Harburg described how he wrote the song When I'm Not Near the Girl I Love for Finian's Rainbow.
Another situation in Finian called for a rather unique song. A leprechaun, Og, is rapidly growing human and has just reached that danger point in his evolvement where he is at the complete mercy of that old devil sex. He sees Sharon, he falls in love with her, he swears this is it, it's forever. And the next day he meets Susan and he gets the same eternal feeling. He's bewildered, he's guilty, conflicted. Write a song for him. Well, this was an easy one for me, because having been a leprechaun before I was a lyricist. I knew just what he was going to say.
Sharon! Look at me, Sharon. But you're not Sharon at all. You're Susan the Silent. And yet I feel the same frenzy for you. Is this what it's like to be mortal? Is every girl the only girl? I'm beginning to like it. Oh, my heart is beating wildly, and it's all because you're here. When I'm not near the girl I love the girl I'm near. Every fan that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned. When I can't fondle the hand I'm fond of, I fondle the hand at hand. My heart's in a pickle, it's constantly fickle, and not to particle I fear. When I'm not near the girl I love the girl I'm near.
Implicit sometimes in this, in satire is a sense of prophecy, to sense the future in the instant. The instinct to see a little ahead of your time is what gives the satirist the funny point of view on the present. And so this next song, which was written for the Follies of 1934, happens to accommodate the youth of today, who have reduced the English language to two phrases and a catch-all adverb. Like. I mean like, where the producer says to the lyricist, he should, you know, like, I mean, write a song like it should, you know, like communicate the lack of communication. So here is a song that does that. Lady, last Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech. Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it a breach of recognized etiquette. I'm from Connecticut. You see the state that I'm in. I mean, I'm in a mess. What was the speech? Oh, yes, yes. Like I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. Like I like your eyes of blue. Like I think they're blue, don't you? Like, I mean, I like the your eyes of blue. Oh dear, if I could only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean, you know, to say that. I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
In 1934, Harburg wrote the show Life Begins at 8:40 with Harold Arlen and a friend since high school days, Ira Gershwin.
That was a real collaboration, and it was exciting and playful and joyous and a beautiful show, and it was a score I was very proud of, and Ira and I worked together beautifully. We had lots of fun.
Did you really write the songs together? I mean,
yes. We got together every night at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock and worked till 4 o'clock in the morning with Harold at the piano, and it was just joyous.
I really like those songs. I mean, you're a builder-upper and all
what
of that.
What was great about that was that George was busy writing Porgy and Bess, and he had a penthouse across the street on 72nd Street. Ira lived on the north side of the street. George lived on the south. Uh-huh. So we would get together, and George would play us what he was doing on Porgy and Bess, and we would play him what we were doing on Life Begins at 8:40.
Oh, that must have been a really good time.
They were glorious days, glorious days.
You build me up and you break me down, yet you never see a frown. 'Cause I love it, can't rise above it. When you want to, you are able to make me feel that I'm like Garbo. Then next minute, you make me feel like something from the zoo. First you warm up, then you're distant. Never knew a boy so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this, then I'm a that, a taker on the chin. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Ready to sob, you hand me a throb, and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms, and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love what I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
This is Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus, featuring the lyrics of Yip Harburg.
Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me.
One of the great things about the score Harburg wrote with Harold Arlen for The Wizard of Oz is that it gave free rein to his whimsical side. Lines like "I'd unravel every riddle for every individual" and rhyming prowess with mouse revealed Harburg at his most fanciful.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle
for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin', my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Harburg's lyric to If I Were King of the Forest was custom-tailored for the unique comic talents of Bert Lahr.
You see, when you have a fellow like Bert Lahr, you're unlimited in your inspiration and your imagination and ideas for fun, because you've got a master who can take your lyrics and wing them into laughter.
If you were a king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricots? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
I am always very disappointed when I see the picture, though, because they deleted several songs at the end of the picture, and they made it a chase. And I feel the loss of music there, and they should not have done that. One was the jitterbug song, when the jitterbugs come down. She sends out a flock of bees or bugs, you know, to bug them, to sting them.
Before
and they
monkeys.
All get the jitters. Who's that hiding in the treetop? It's that rascal, the jitterbug.
Who's that?
Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitterbug. Da, 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 da. In the twitter, in the throes, oh, the critter's got me dancing on a thousand toes. There she blows. Hey, who's that high?
E.Y. Harburg's two favorite performers were Bert Lahr and Groucho Marx. Here's Groucho singing a real Harburgian tour de force, Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun.
Thais! Dubarry!
Gabo!
Rolled into one.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La, 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 la,
when her robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Start relaxing. Up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast, we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of the world. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
Na, na.
I think every writer has some theme that runs through everything he does. I think you can recognize it in Shaw. You can recognize it in Gilbert. You can recognize it in some of our lyric writers like Colt Porter and Gershwin. I think what moves me, of course, I'm very conscious of social injustice and the use of satire and humor as a weapon against these follies and foibles. But I suppose, like everybody else, I think we all go around trying to find out who we are. I think we all want to know how we're related to the universe and how we are related to people. And when my little guru book doesn't tell me, I sometimes go up the Empire State and look at the stars to see how I'm related to the universe. Well, I can't reach those stars. So I go down, then I try to see how I'm related to people, and there are too many people, too many stars. So I go home, and no one's at home, and my thesaurus is gone. So I tiptoe into that bedroom where the lady of the thesaurus usually has it, and I find her in bed asleep with her arms folded over George Bernard Shaw. And her face is usually one that makes me feel that behind those eyelids are the stars that I finally can touch. And behind those eyes are always the people I couldn't reach, but now I can touch. And I think it's summed up in this song. Oh, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a cotton sky hanging over a nylon tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your smile, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
You've been listening to the Master of Whimsy, lyricist Yip Harburg. Sound mixing by David Rapkin, associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.